There's only one studio that holds public belly dancing classes in Grand Rapids, a city with a population of almost 190,000 people. Less than half as many people live in Kalamazoo, yet there are three belly dancing studios. WMUK's Allison Friedman talked with studio directors to find out why so many people are drawn to this style of dance.
I think it's really fun and you feel really sassy and you feel pretty even if you have lots of jiggles going on.
In Kalamazoo, there are three belly dance groups. Each one offers classes that teach students a certain style and gives them a low-impact workout. Joette Sawal, director of West Michigan School of Middle Eastern Dance, explains the different types of belly dance.
Each country has a little bit of a different style. So there's a Lebanese style, there's a Turkish style, there's a Greek style, there's an Egyptian style, and there's an American style. West Coast, if you look at hip-hop, is used to its popping and locking and staccato-type movement, and they've actually added that to belly dance, and it's called American Tribal Dance.
Belly dance is traditionally a folk dance. Thanks to the American media, there are some big misconceptions about what belly dance represents. Sarah Schneider-Koning of Boehm Tribal Belly Dance hopes to clear up those misconceptions.
One of the main ones I run up against is the type of person that might do belly dance. I'm a larger woman myself. I have many students who are older. There are men that dance with us. My husband dances. There are all types of people can dance. It's not just a thin, beautiful woman in her 20s that can wear high heels.
Joette Sawal says many people think the dance is supposed to be sexual.
I cannot dance on a pole. I think that's probably the biggest misconception is that they think the art form is exotic, and it is not. It's actually a folk dance. It's an American creation, that image in our mind.
Belly dance is a cultural melting pot, and Kim Patry of Belly Dance Kalamazoo says it's also good exercise.
Middle Eastern dance is very torso-centric, so you get a lot of core workout. You get a lot of leg, especially the thighs and your calves, the arms, especially if you're using props, which we do. It's just the whole body workout.
Koning says belly dancing classes also help self-esteem. Sawal says she notices a change in her students as the weeks go by.
My most rewarding experience is to see a dancer grow within herself or himself. This transformation of just loving themselves and finding that their body does move beautifully and they can feel good about themselves within this art form.
The classes strive to be inclusive and make everyone feel at ease. Young students and old all move together in unison. Some even have friendly competition.
Well, I can beat my mom in the shimmies. It's a different dance that you can do for all ages.
For more information on belly dance and belly dance classes, go to WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Allison Friedman.